Todd Starnes, who's reporting live from New York City. Todd, over the last year, we've talked to you about the building that's going on there, and I know it must be very interesting to watch that happen. What do you think and what do you see as you see the growth of that that building?
It's really been an emotional experience, for me at least, to see the tower rise. As I take my morning commute in from Brooklyn, it's been exciting to watch as the tower slowly but surely peaks out from the other skyscrapers. And when it's all finished, it'll be the tallest building in the city. But what really got me was the view from Ground Zero. This 16-acre site, which is pretty massive when you are standing there, and the Memorial Plaza itself, I had the opportunity to get an exclusive tour. And Tony, I got to tell you something, man. The thing that got me were these two giant waterfalls that are located where the original footprints of the buildings were. Get this, each one a full acre in size, the largest man-made waterfalls in the country.
You know, we had talked that there was the possibility of a mosque being built near there, and that there was a church that was destroyed, and it has not been rebuilt. Where are we with those issues?
No, it has not, and the speculation is it will not be built there. It's been put on hold. They're saying there are cost issues. I have my suspicions, about that. But nevertheless, at this point, it doesn't look as though a mosque will be built at Ground Zero.
And can you feel the build up for what's going to happen on 9/11 there?
Yes, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be emotional for the entire country. I bring a perspective which is a bit unusual in that I was not living in New York at the time of the attacks, and I'm not from New York. But I think all of us as Americans feel that we were all attacked on that day. So what happened and what they built at 9/11 is going to impact all of us. On the day of the 10-year anniversary, the Memorial Plaza will officially be opened, and around the lip of the waterfalls are the names of every single person who died on 9/11, Tony. And get this, at nighttime, these names, they're etched in bronze panels. At nighttime, they'll be lit, and the light will literally shine up from underneath, giving us this idea, this impression of reflecting absence, which is actually the name of the memorial itself.
All right, Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes reporting live from New York City. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thanks, Tony.